It's lesson time now. Scoot up your chair. In Genesis chapter 4 and verse 1 tells us that Adam knew his wife Eve, and she conceived and bare Cain, and she again bare his brother Abel. Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. The first person ever born on this new earth, their first child, chose the same occupation as his parents. He became a farmer. He would till the ground, plant his crops, and gather in the fruit thereof. He was a farmer just like his dad. But Abel, the second person to ever be born on the earth, became a sheep rancher. He was a keeper of the sheep. Sheep gives forth wool. They would need the wool to cover their nakedness, to keep them warm. So it was only a sensible thing to do, to have one of the boys working in the sheep and another working in the fields planting the food that they would need. I believe also that Adam and Eve had several other children, even before Cain killed Abel. We do know the Bible says that Cain went to the land of Nod, and there he found a wife. And worship to them was a family affair. I believe all the children brought offerings to the Lord, a free will offering, a love offering, if you will. And the Bible tells us that the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had no respect. This angered Cain. God said to Cain, "Why are you angry, and why is your countenance fallen? If you had done well, would you not have been accepted? And if you do not well, sin is lying at the door." Sin is an unwelcome guest. Sin comes to your door to do no good for you. Sin comes to kill and steal and destroy. You see what it done to Cain? God told him, "Sin is at the door, Cain." This would have been a good time for Cain to repent. This would have been a good time for Cain to say, "God, help me. I need your help. I'm unable to conquer this sin that's lying at the door. I want you to strengthen me, to give me what I need to resist that sin that lies at my door." Christian friend, I believe that there is sin lying outside your door, waiting to come in, waiting to kill, destroy, and steal, ready to steal your salvation, ready to kill your joy, ready to destroy you and your family. It's a hideous thing. Sin takes no prisoners. Sin doesn't care how much you love your children, how much you love your wife. Once sin comes through the door, it will destroy your family. When God says, "Where is your brother?" Cain answered, "I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper?" He became a lion, Cain. And then when God told him what he'd done to his brother, Cain still did not repent. God had given him an opportunity earlier when he told him that sin was lying at the door. And then once he was confronted by God on this sin, he didn't repent. He didn't ask for forgiveness. He didn't seek the pardon of God. He was obstinate. He was a lying, murdering, obstinate man. And when God revealed to him his judgment, he didn't ask for mercy. He just argued with God and told him, this is too much. In so many words, he was saying, "You are unjust, God. The punishment doesn't fit the crime." But it did. Those who slay the innocent without a cause deserves to be separated from society. Let me pause right here and say this. If your life is a lot like Cain's life, there is hope. You can repent, and God will forgive you. I would urge you to do so today. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.